What's up, everybody? It's David Kesey, head coach and founder of The League, and welcome to Find A Way Daily. Today's episode is Action and Planning. It's a little snippet from a training I did for a few folks of mine. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Find A Way Daily.
We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent, but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion. One of the reasons why businesses fail, lack of balance between planning and action. This is such a big one. People use planning as procrastination. I want you to write this down in your notes, and if you get anything from today, I want you to write this down and take it with you. Massive action solves all problems. If you take enough action, good things will happen, right? I think it was Jim Rohn that said, you can make up in numbers what you lack in skill. I'll say it again. You can make up in numbers what you lack in skill. If you just take enough action, if you throw enough things against the wall, something is going to stick. But if you spend all your time, a lot of people, they spend time planning, right? Like my good friend Matthew Ferry has something he calls the six phases of mastery. And in the first phase, he calls it concentration, which is planning. Right? Planning, you're getting up together, you're getting the action plan, you're getting the business plan for the next year, and you're getting ready to take action. And then the next phase is, I got this backwards. This is formulation. He calls it formulation. Hey, it's not my thing, it's his. I heard it one time. So formulation, and then it's concentration. That's where you get to work. So formulation is where you're putting together the plan and you're formulating what you're going to do. And then concentration is where you're actually getting to work. Most people do this in business, but not you anymore. This is what they do. They formulate. They go, I need everything to be right. I need to la, 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 la. And then they realize, okay, I'm ready. I can take action. And they take a little bit of action. And then they hit what we talked about earlier, a little bit of rejection, a little bit of ridicule. They hit the waves where it's not really going the way they want. And it usually is about anywhere from a couple days to a couple months. And then they fold and they go right back to formulation. So they never hit the third stage, which is momentum. They never hit it. They never get into momentum to actually be able to stabilize and do all the things that they need to do. And I'm not gonna go through all these phases. If you wanna see those phases, go hit him up. But what I don't want you doing is bouncing back and forth between these things. Momentum, and then you get this roller coaster. I'm doing good, I'm doing bad. You have to have, and here's what I will say. I'm gonna jump right to the gun and just tell you this. You need to feel 40% ready. 40% ready. You don't need, my uncle was a Navy SEAL before he died. He was a Navy SEAL, and he said that he always lived by the 40% rule. He only needed 40% intelligence to make a decision. He said, because if you take longer than 40%, if you need 50, 60, 70, somebody else has beat you. And in war, that's critical, right? You're talking about life or death. You can't wait too long. Well, in business, what you gotta understand is, it's not just about execution, it's about how fast you execute. So I want you to think about it like this. You don't need, there's nothing really to write there. You don't need all the data to take action. What you need is to take action and then gather the data. Do you get that? Like, it's backwards. You take the action, you gather the data, then you might stop for a second, gather the data, formulate a plan, bam, and take action again. It's usually the other way around. People are like, I need this first, I need to know that. No, you don't. Take action, throw it against the wall, see if it sticks, and if it doesn't, figure out why it didn't and then make it work. My brother used to use an amazing analogy. He said, David, if you sit here and there's a ladder up to the ceiling and you're sitting there trying to figure out how many steps it is, what if I fall? You're trying to figure out all the information. I can walk halfway up the ladder, fall down, walk back up to the top before you even get on the ladder. I want you to think about that, right? So you want to look at, I'm not saying there's not a time for planning. There's definitely a time for planning, but 40%. 40% ready, and then execute. End of the game, really. I mean, I have a coaching client, Tim, who's gonna make $600,000 this year in his business. Third year in business, 600 grand he's gonna make. Why? He is a master of execution. He executes often and he executes fast. And that's the key for you. You wanna execute and then take the data, okay? So you need to have a proper balance between action and planning. And then the next one, I'm gonna write it down here. All right, I hope you enjoyed that episode of planning versus action. Hope you got a lot out of it. The reason I wanted to put it on this podcast for you is I got a really good response and a lot of people said, you know what, this was a great reminder for me to get more into action and plan a little less and have that good balance in between. And I hope you got a lot out of this. If you haven't visited me on Facebook or Instagram, come say hi. I'd really love it if you did it. If you know somebody else that could use this message, please pass it off to them. I am grateful for you taking the time to listen to this and I hope it served you at a high level. Until next time, go out there every single day of your life and relentlessly go find a way to win. Talk to you next time.